Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the city of brotherly love, where there will be no brotherly love on the ice whatsoever. San Jose Sharks and Philadelphia Flyers, second and final time this year. Drew Remenda, I always like coming here. It's a great city. I kind of describe it as a harder Scrabble Boston, but how would you describe it?
I love both cities. I love Boston. It's probably my favorite city to go to. But I like coming to the city, too. I don't know what it is about this city. It's just there's an edge to it. There's a liveliness to it. I think John Tortorella is perfect for this this market and this team. I dig coming here. It's fun to walk around the city. You know me, I'm a big walker. Walk around. Last night went for a walk and saw the Liberty Bell and old Philadelphia. It's very, very cool, this place. I love coming to these big cities.
Yeah, me too. And of course, this is where our country was founded, at least my country, your adopted country.
Yeah,
and no John Tortorella tonight, but he did speak to the media this morning. And obviously, he took one or two questions about his two-game suspension. And then he said, let's talk about hockey. And then they did. John Tortorella suspended for allegedly, I guess maybe not even allegedly, refusing to leave after he was ejected from the game on the road in Tampa. And of course, up in the stands, Dan Boyle and the rest of the alumni from 2004 dying with laughter because it brought back memories of their days when they were coached by him. But when a coach does that, you could say, okay, he's standing up for his team without question of a doubt. The Flyers organization basically said as much when they said we're paying his $50,000 fine. But the other flip side of it is you want to stay in control too. How do you balance that?
I think John's got so much experience and he's coached for a long, long time. There's always a method to his madness, so to speak. His team is down 4-0. They've lost a few in a row. This is a team who's desperate to hang on to their playoff spot. They've had a lot of things go against them, from injuries to their goalie being brought up on criminal charges in Canada with Team Canada sexual assault. There's a lot of things that have gone on. This year has been actually for the Flyers since Keith Jones, as president, has taken over, Daniel Briere, full-time GM, and John, they've been on the same page. They're moving this team in a different direction than the old days. And the CEO said as much when he said, we're paying John's fine. He was proud of John for standing up for his team because there were some kind of iffy calls at that point. But there is a little bit of frustration there as well because you're down 4-0 and you need the wins. But I think, John, that was calculated. I think pretty much everything John does is calculated.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, yep. But the bottom line is that tonight he's still a big part of this team's identity. And you and I have talked about this before. When your team gets really good, it can't be about the guy behind the bench. It's got to be about the team.
You know what he said this morning? He said there are two words I can't stand: identity and culture. And he said they use it all the time. He goes, you know what I want to talk about? Opportunity. I want to talk about opportunity. And I thought that was really fascinating. In fact, I think I'm going to talk to David Quinn about that on Coach's Chalkboard. But his team right now is in third place in the Metropolitan Division, hanging on to that spot by a thread. The New York Islanders lost yesterday, and they're only 2 points behind. They're flying, as we saw in the game against the Sharks. But also involved in that is the wild card discussion with Detroit and Tampa Bay in fourth and fifth place in the Atlantic Division. All of those teams I just mentioned are fighting for basically three spots, five teams fighting for three spots. It's a pretty tight race.
I think the East is more volatile than the West as far as what we're looking at in the playoff race coming up in the last less than now 20 games in the year. When you look at the Philadelphia Flyers, they've done a marvelous job, and Detroit's done a marvelous job. But now's the crunch time. You got to solidify your spot. You've got to be able to be the team that continues to win going in the playoffs, that's building to a playoff team that can be serious in the first and second rounds of beating your opposition. So these are very important times for the Philadelphia Flyers. They will come out tonight really, I think, energized and motivated against the Sharks.
Yeah, Brad Shaw and Rocky Thompson, I call him Brad Thompson because it's the two of them together, are going to be manning the bench. And somebody asked John Tortorella this morning if he was going to be on a headset somewhere, and he goes, I can't do that.
It's illegal.
Yeah. You can't do that. But obviously, if you could do it, he probably would. But the bottom line is that the Flyers are in that situation. So now the Sharks are starting a five-game road trip. They're just coming off a really important win in many respects for the team's morale. Magnus Crona, great game, had the first start honors, got his first NHL win. Two power play goals for Thomas Bortolo, improving from the game he played before when he scored a goal off his skate but then didn't back check a couple of times. The coach certainly referenced that this morning when talking to the members of the media. But all in all, I think that we saw some positive steps forward. And the other thing is, for the very first time, some of the young players on this team realize what it means to be a professional in the sense of the trade deadline, the emotion of losing Tomáš Hertl, who was a valuable member of the team, having him go to a rival team that they're not going to play, but still it's a rival team. All of that changes your relationship to the game. I was talking to Henry Thrun about that, his first time through this, and he said it really is an eye-opener.
I also like what David Quinn talked about with these last games remaining. Everybody's got something to play for. If you don't think you got something to play for, then you're in the wrong business. You've got a job to play for. You've got a teammate to play for. You have got your future to play for. There's motivating factors out there for you to go out, if you're a San Jose Shark, and give an effort of the best effort you can give, for the simple reason of that's what you owe your teammates, that's what you owe yourself. And even if you're not going to be on the Sharks next year, even if you're moving forward, even if somebody is, if Mike Greer is going to trade you in the offseason or you're a free agent, this is a dress rehearsal. This is a job interview. Go out and show what you are worth. Go out and show that you're valuable to your team and or some other team that might be interested in you. So there's a lot to play for. And if you don't find it, you don't know what it is, then you're in the wrong business, as David Quinn said.
Well, that's for sure. And tonight, the San Jose Sharks are going to have to do all of that against the Flyers. Klim Kostin, 232 pounds, first game, made his presence felt in not a ton of ice time. But tonight he's going to look like he's going to play with Nico Sturm and Thomas Bortolo on the wings. Your thoughts about Klim Kostin's acquisition and what he showed in his ice time that he had?
He's physical. I like that. He uses his size like that. I go back to his time in Edmonton that one year. He was, excuse me, very good for that team. He is, he's got to get to the point where he's just going out and playing. Right now he's trying to fit in with the new team, right? And so he's got to go out and just play. I thought he was a little hesitant last game, but still, I did like the fact when he was able to be physical and hard on pucks along the boards, he was actually pretty effective at it. We talked about it a couple times during the broadcast. So I love his size. I love his physicality. And I think as we move on here, I do. You can't coach size, Danny. You know, and that's why I kind of just like to see what else he can bring, because if he plays with more ice and better players, he continues to move up on the line for as far as talent goes, he could be very helpful.
Flyers have some injuries. They've had them all year. And, of course, Carter Hart's out for the obvious reason of his legal troubles. Nick Seeler hurt. Igor Zamula day-to-day. Jamie Drysdale, who they picked up in that trade with Cutter Gauthier going to Anaheim, on the IR again. Rasmus Ristolainen doesn't play. And Ryan Ellis, of course, has missed the whole season. That's a big group of people to be out. But they made a couple of moves at the deadline, too. They picked up Eric Johnson from the Buffalo Sabres, who adds experience on that back line. And I think that he is really going to help this hockey team. Up front, they got the likes of Joel Farabee, who was great against the Sharks earlier this season. Travis Konecny, who's one of the best shorthanded players in the NHL. And Tyson Forrester, who's somebody you should listen for because he's really a good player. I think it's going to be a good game.
I do, too. I mean, Konecny's the guy, though. Konecny is, man, has he had a year, and he is such a good player. He's so hard to play against. This will be a tough game tonight.
We are on the air at 3:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. Hope you tune in. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.